Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
Today, we'll be starting The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Moretzky. Don't panic. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Infocom Interactive Fiction, a science fiction story. Copyright 1984 by Infocom Incorporated. All rights reserved. Release 59. Serial number 851108. You wake up. The room is spinning very gently around your head. Or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't. It's pitch black. Shall we do a British accent?
Please.
Go for it.
See how long you can maintain it.
You wake up. The room is spinning around very gently around your head. Or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't. It's pitch black. No, I'm not.
Drive yourself crazy.
You wake up. The room is spinning very gently around your head.
You wake up and the room is spinning very gently around your head. Or at least it would be if you could see it.
You wake up. The room is spinning very gently around your head.
Whoa. David Tennant's here?
You wake up and the room is spinning very gently around your head. And you have no reply.
Yeah, the room is spinning very gently around your head.
It's already a great... Hey, I didn't know we were Americans.
Or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't.
Oh my god.
All right, so what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Turn on light. Is there a light?
Good start to the day. Pity it's going to be one of the worst days of your life. The light is now on. Bedroom. In the bed. The bedroom is a mess. It is a small bedroom with a faded carpet and old wallpaper. There is a wash bin, a chair with a tatty dressing gown slung over it, and a window with the curtains drawn. Near the exit, leading south, is a phone. There is a flathead screwdriver here, outside the bed. There is a toothbrush here, outside the bed.
I feel like we have to get out of the bed.
Get out of bed, I agree.
Yes, let's get out of the bed.
Very difficult, but you managed it. The room is still spinning. It dips and sways a little.
Should we take the phone? No, take the screwdriver.
You lunge for it, but the room spins nauseatingly away. The floor gives you a light tap on the forehead.
I'm guessing take toothbrush is going to result in the same thing, but we should give it a try.
I feel weird writing anything for the map so far because it just doesn't seem right. Knowing everything I know about the book, it seems like all of these things aren't even going to be here.
You're certainly picking up the tough tasks. The floor acts like a trampoline on an ice rink or something like they've been working on for years at Disneyland.
Throw up. How about throw up? Maybe he's drunk or hungover.
That sentence isn't one I recognize. I think I have to do it with a British accent, right? We would never say that. That sentence isn't one I recognize. Like, that's a British way to say that.
As I say, we go to Australia.
Isn't one I recognize. Not at all, Tom. I've never seen a sentence like that before, I reckon.
He saw it.
All right.
A bit of a David Bowie. You lunge for it, but the room spins, no?
Oh, my God.
Can we open the window curtain?
The bloody thing's been jammed shut for months now.
How can we do bloody this without a British accent?
That bloody thing's been jammed shut for months now.
I'm like, we gotta...
You screwdriver
open the
window?
Curtains?
As you part the curtains, you see that it's a bright morning. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, the meadows are blooming, and a large yellow bulldozer is advancing on your home.
We get the towel.
You can't see any towel here.
Damn it. I was just hoping. Okay. Can we go outside? Can we look?
Bedroom. The bedroom is a mess. It is a small bedroom with a faded carpet and old wallpaper. There is a flathead screwdriver here. There is a toothbrush here.
Can we take the gown?
Luckily, this is large enough for you to get a hold of. You notice something in the pocket.
Look in pocket?
It's hard to open or close the pocket unless you're wearing the gown.
Put on gown?
You are now wearing your gown.
Look in the pocket?
Opening your gown reveals a thing your aunt gave you, which you don't know what it is. A buffered how do you say that? Analgesic? Oh boy.
Analgesic?
A buffered analgesic and pocket fluff.
Take buffered analgesic.
Yeah, it's painkiller.
You swallow the tablet. After a few seconds, the room begins to calm down and behave in an orderly manner. Your terrible headache goes.
Can we take pocket fluff?
Did we just take ibuprofen?
Fluff taken.
Take toothbrush, take screwdriver.
As you pick up the toothbrush, a tree outside the window collapses. There is no causal relationship between the two events.
Wow.
They say that, but there's 100% some if statement in this game where you take the toothbrush, it happens, which makes me now realize this is in fact a very causal relationship between these two events.
Could we take the screwdriver?
Screwdriver taken.
All right, I think we should go outside.
You rush down the stairs in panic. Front porch. This is the enclosed front porch of your home. Your front garden lies to the south, and you can re-enter your home to the north. On the doormat is a pile of junk mail.
Take mail?
You gather up the pile of mail.
Can we look real quick?
Front porch. This is the enclosed front porch of your home.
Yeah. Okay, it does say the same thing. Cool. Can we... We don't see the bulldozer?
Can we go south?
Front of house. You can enter your home to the north. A path leads around it to the northeast and northwest, and a country lane is visible to the south. All that lies between you and your home and the huge yellow bulldozer bearing down on it is a few yards of mud. Mr. Prosser from the local council is standing on the other side of the bulldozer. He seems to be wearing a digital watch. He looks startled to see you emerge and yells at you to get out of the way. The bulldozer rumbles slowly towards your home.
Can we lie down in front of bulldozer?
You lie down in the path of the advancing bulldozer. Prosser yells at you, "For Christ's sake, move!"
Can we flip off Prosser? Do we have any birds that we can give?
You can't turn that off. The bulldozer thunders towards you. The ground is shaking beneath you as you lie in the mud.
Enjoy. Let's enjoy it.
What do you want to enjoy?
Enjoy getting crushed by a bulldozer.
Untimely demise.
Yeah, untimely demise.
I don't know the word timely. That's
can we speak to Prosser?
Mr. Prosser looks at you expectantly, as if you seem to be about to talk. It might be like quotes. What do you guys want to say?
Say, get out.
There seems to be a noun missing in that sentence.
Get off my lawn.
I don't know the word lawn. I think garden is the English word for lawn.
I hate this already. Get off my garden. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what. You got to get off my garden, man. Just got to...
I don't know the word garden.
All right.
I know. In the book, he talks to Prosner and kind of convinces him to take his place. He kind of like convinces him and then it doesn't really work and his house gets not...
Ask anyway. Prosner to leave.
Please step aside as I need to be able to knock your house down. The noise of the giant... Wait. This can be British, right? Please step aside, as I need to be able to knock your house down. The noise of the giant bulldozer is now so violently loud that you can't even hear Prosser yelling to warn you that you will be killed if you don't get the hell out of the way. You just see him...
Gesticulating wildly.
Gesticulating. You just see him gesticulating wildly. I'm going to get an education on this game.
Yeah. An Oxford education, to be specific.
Right, because it's a bit British, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
No, nobody who goes to Oxford is talks like this.
I'm
here in Oxford getting me my education.
Soccer
player. Everyone in Oxford talks
that's right,
like
I am.
They're from.
I took the frog
like
and toad to get here.
Oh my god. Everyone in Oxford talks like the Oxford Dodger, I tell you what.
More like Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppies.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke, an authentic Brit.
Can we? I don't know.
Push
bulldozer.
Pushing the bulldozer has no desirable effect. With a terrible grinding of gears, the bulldozer comes to an abrupt halt just in front of you. It shakes, shudders, and emits noxious substances all over your rose bed. Prosser is incoherent with rage. Moments later, your friend, Ford Prefect, arrives. He hardly seems to notice your predicament, but keeps glancing nervously at the sky. He says, Hello, Arthur. Should I do voices for these things?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Who's Ford Prefect? He's just a guy, right? He's just another alien.
Yeah. He's an alien.
He's the alien.
He's the alien that's a friend of Arthur.
British. Is he British? He is? All right.
Yeah, because he's
from the planet Britannia.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
No, but he's like a buddy of his in this world.
Yeah, which is why he's going to save him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, Arthur. Takes a towel from his battered leather satchel and offers it to you.
Take towel?
As you take it, Ford says, look, thanks for lending me the towel. Been nice knowing you. Gotta go now. He smiles oddly and walks down the country lane.
Follow Ford?
You can't do that while you're lying down.
Get up.
Roll.
The bulldozer driver gives you a quick chew of his gum and slams in the clutch. The bulldozer piles into the side of your home. Your home collapses in a cloud of dust, and a stray flying brick hits you squarely on the back of the head. You try to think of some suitable last words, but what with the confusion of the moment and the spinning of your head, you are unable to compose anything pithy and expire in silence.
Oh no, when did we save?
Oh, are we dead? Is that what I guess?
Expire? Yeah.
Can we follow Ford?
I don't know.
We're dead. No. So what we have to do is...
Oh, yeah, we're dead.
You keep out of this. You're dead. An ambulance arrives.
Can we keep... What happens? Do we just keep talking? Can we wake up?
Resurrect. That's not a command.
You keep out of this. You're dead and should be concentrating on developing a good, firm rigor mortis. You are put in the ambulance, which drives away.
I just keep talking. smile at death.
For a dead person, you are talking too much. As the ambulance reaches the mortuary, a fleet of Vogon constructor ships unexpectedly arrives and demolishes the Earth to make way for a new hyperspace bypass. We are about to give you your score. Put on your peril-sensitive sunglasses now. Hit return or enter when ready. 100 in 25 turns. Would you like to start over, restore a save position, or end this session of the game?
This has been a game.
Okay, so what I think we need
to gives us a chance to work on the map, too. Is, now that we know this monster is outside.
We don't need a map. It's going to be destroyed in like 30 turns.
No, good point. Fair enough. That's good call.
What map are we going to make? I actually am questioning the map more than I think about it.
But I think so. The mission needs to be to get the guy who's driving the bulldozer to sit in front of the bulldozer.
Yeah.
That's what happens in the book. So I don't know how we ask him to sit in front of the bulldozer, but
The Hobbit all over again.
Mm-hmm. No, the Hobbit was moving around corridors or misty mountains.
Yeah, but I think the guy in the Black Arrow had smoke. Smog.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's restart.
You wake up. The room is spinning very gently round your head, or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't. It's pitch black.
It's turn on light.
Good start to the day. Pity it's going to be one of the worst days of your life. The light is now on. Bedroom. In the bed. The bedroom is a mess. It is a small bedroom with a faded carpet and old wallpaper. There is a wash basin, a chair with a tatty dressing gown slung over it, and a window with curtains drawn. Near the exit leading to the south is a phone. There is a flathead screwdriver here. There is a toothbrush here.
Okay. Take tawdry dressing gown.
You can't reach it from the bed. The effort almost kills you.
Stand up. Yeah.
Get out of bed.
Very difficult, but you manage it. The room is still spinning. It dips and sways a little.
Gown. Take
Luckily,
gown.
This is large enough for you to get a hold of. You notice something in the pocket.
Wait, can we take...
Put on gown.
Actually, put on gown. That's fine. Sorry. I'm just curious, though.
You are now wearing the gown.
Take toothbrush real quick. I want to see this.
You're certainly picking the tough tasks. The floor acts like a trampoline on an ice rink. Or like something they've been working on for years at Disneyland.
Okay, so it is just a number of turns. It's not just taking the toothbrush was a coherent event.
Oh, I see what you're saying for the bulldozer.
Causal. Yeah.
Causal. Yep.
Mm.
I just was curious.
Look in the pocket.
Opening your gown reveals a thing your aunt gave you, which you don't know what it is. A buffered anagostelic and a pocket fluff.
Take a buffered analgesic.
You swallow the tablet. After a few seconds, the room begins to calm down and behave in an orderly manner. your terrible headache goes.
Oh, take the fluff.
It's analgesic, by the way. It's analgesic.
Fluff taken. I guess it's analgesic.
Yeah.
So how many anals can we say?
So after we take the anal, we need to take the fluff. Yeah.
That's fluffy anal.
Okay. Take screwdriver.
Screwdriver taken.
Take toothbrush.
As you pick up the toothbrush, a tree outside the window collapses. There is no causal relationship between these two events.
But we took it before. I don't know.
No, last time we couldn't because we hadn't taken the tablet yet.
Oh, we couldn't.
Okay.
But it was move 11, not 14, John. So it might be causal.
Maybe. Okay, let's go outside.
Go outside.
You make your way down the front porch. Front porch. This is the enclosed front porch of your home. Your front garden lies to the south, and you can re-enter your home to the north. On the doormat is a pile of junk mail.
Take mail.
You gather up the pile of mail. Should we save here?
Yeah, I guess.
Can we read mail?
Yeah. We have to open it first, right? No, not yet.
There are many pieces of mail. Most are from the computer company called Infocom, which wants you to buy their games. Hidden underneath is an official letter from the local council, dated some 2 years ago and inexplicitly not delivered till now, explaining that a demolition order has been served on your home. The date of the demolition is today's date.
Let's go south.
Front of house. You can enter your home to the north. A path leads around it to the northeast and northwest, and a country lane is visible to the south. All that lies between you, your home, and the huge yellow bulldozer bearing down on it is a few yards of mud. Mr. Prosser, from the local council, is standing on the other side of the bulldozer. He seems to be wearing a digital watch. He looks startled to see you emerge and yells at you to get out of the way. The bulldozer rumbles slowly towards your home.
Yell, shout at Prosser, get off my house! Get away from my house!
You begin to get a sore throat. The bulldozer rumbles slowly towards your home. That sentence isn't one I recognize.
Lie in front of the bulldozer.
You lie down in the path of the advancing bulldozer. Prosser yells at you, 2-4, Christ's sake, move. Prosser yells at you, 2-4.
I think it's saying, Prosser yells at you.
For Christ!
For Christ's sake, move!
Prosser yells at you to, for Christ's sake, move!
For Christ's sake.
For Christ's sake, move!
Can we show mail? Show mail to Prosser?
I doubt Mr. Prosser is interested. The bulldozer thunders towards you. The ground is shaking beneath you as you lie in the mud.
Does a digital watch have anything to do with what possibly could be going on here?
Why'd they call that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I noticed that too, but I'm not quite sure.
Answer, Prosser. I don't know.
It's hardly likely that Mr. Prosser is interested. The noise of the giant bulldozer is now so violently loud that you can't even hear Prosser yelling to warn you that you will be killed if you don't get the hell out of the way. You just see him gesticulating wildly.
Get out of the way, bulldozer.
You know what? Relax.
No, stay, we gotta stay.
Relax.
A brave, zen-like effort. It fails. With a terrible grinding of the gears, the bulldozer comes to an abrupt halt just in front of you. It shakes, shudders, and emits noxious substances all over your rose bed. Prosser is incoherent with rage. Moments later, your friend Ford Prefect arrives. He hardly seems to notice your predicament, but keeps glancing nervously at the sky. He says, "Hello, Arthur." Takes a towel from his battered leather satchel and offers it to you.
Takes towel.
Take towel.
As you take it, Ford says, "Look, thanks for lending me the towel. Been nice knowing you. Gotta go now." He smiles oddly and walks down the country lane.
Tell him to stay. Somehow
tell Ford
keep
to
him.
Stay.
You can't see Ford here.
Can we tell Prosser to come?
I don't know the word come.
Of course they don't. Can we?
Because I think it's Ford suggests to Prosser to sit in front of a bulldozer.
Ask Prosser to lie down, yeah.
Please step aside as I need to be able to knock your house down.
No.
You're talking complete nonsense. Pull yourself together.
I don't even know what to
do. Don't they go to the bar? In the movie, they go to the bar?
But
if we get up now, we die.
What happens is Ford kind of, in his sort of doublespeak, tells Prosser,
listen, we're going to just... We just want to get a quick drink. Why don't you lie down and take his place? And so he does, and then they go to the bar, but then he knocked the house down anyway.
Along with the plate.
Yeah. So I think we need Ford Prefect to come back somehow.
Can't telepathically get him to come back.
Find Ford.
You'll have to do that yourself.
Can we tell Poser to lie in front of the thing? To lie in front of the bulldozer?
Please step aside, as I need to be able to knock your house down.
Shoot, Poser.
You do have shoot.
You have nothing to shoot Mr. Poser with.
Pew, pew!
But we do have a...
Shank with screwdriver.
I don't know the word shank.
Oh, that was like 1990s, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work.
Consult Poser?
What do you want to consult with Poser about?
Consult Poser about house.
A long silence tells you that Mr. Poser isn't interested in talking about your home.
Bye, Poser. Bye, I'm off. I don't know.
Sorry, Mr. Poser isn't for sale.
Ask Poser to leave.
Please step aside, as I need to be able to knock your house down.
Approach Poser.
Jump kick.
I don't know the word approach. Nope, I didn't spell it right. Hang on.
Approach.
I like a panic.
You're already as close as any reasonable person would want to get.
Answer, Poser. I think I did this one already.
It's hardly likely that Mr. Poser is interested.
I don't. Destroy Poser.
Trying to break Mr. Poser has no desirable effect.
Move, Poser.
You can't move Mr. Poser.
Open, Poser.
You're clearly insane.
Plug, Poser.
What do you want to plug Poser in?
Proser and bulldozer. I don't know. Does anyone else have any ideas?
You can't seem to plug Mr. Proser into the bulldozer.
Does anyone else have any ideas? Get up.
Okay.
Wake up. Get up. Wake up.
The bulldozer driver gives you a quick chew of his gum and slams the clutch. The bulldozer piles into the side of your home and you're hit by a brick on the head. You have died.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,